Hey guys, welcome back to Tom Girl. It is Girls Night tonight with the hosts of It's Complicated, Jennifer Golden and Lauren Leonelli. So stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
All right, I'm so excited for this one. Look at these ladies.
Yeah.
Girls just having fun.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us your names and where everybody can follow you at.
Hello, I am Jennifer Golden, and you can follow me at Jennifer Golden on all of the platforms.
I am Lauren Leonelli, and you can follow me at Lauren Leonelli on all of the socials as well.
All right, so we met on our very first show here at AfterBuzz for Nashville. Yeah, and now they have their own show, It's Complicated, that you guys host and do about dating and relationships. You talk drinks, a little bit of entertainment, everything on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we have Tom Girl. So tonight we're mixing the two shows, so hopefully you can follow their show, our show, both. Everybody.
Yeah, all the shows.
So to
you
kick
get
it
a
off,
show. You get a show.
And you get everybody gets a show. So to kick it off, because you guys usually talk about some alcohol, bring in some of your favorites, I wanted to bring in this Fitvine wine, which I've never tried. I thought we could all try tonight, because
yes,
the concept of this company is that they were all out doing CrossFit, paddleboarding, things like that. They were trying to create a wine that combined their outdoorsy lifestyles with their love and passion for wine. Mm. And you said you had some insight about this.
I have a friend that also really likes this wine, and she was telling me that the amount of sugar in it, I don't know if it's non-existent or just way less, but she claims you can drink an entire bottle and not get hungover. Because you know how everyone
says that?
Like, it's the sugar that makes you feel hungover. Yeah. So I think that maybe we should try and drink the whole bottle and put that to the test.
I have some science to add to this conversation.
All right. Okay.
It is not the sugar so much as it's the sulfites that are in the sugar, or sulfates.
Yes.
It's a word that starts with sulf and ends with s. So one of those two words is the word we're talking about here today. This is lovely that they do remove those, because that is what gives you the hangover, because it's a chemical that they put in to preserve the wine, and instead you should just drink it and enjoy it and not die.
A lot of people who have like a wine allergy or get like a red face, it's from the sulfates in the wine. So maybe, it's probably all that.
And if you were not to drink this wine and you want to drink your wine because you love it and you're committed to that Josh Sellers wine or whatever you drink, there is a gadget that is called Ullo. It's U with two dots over it, L-L-O.
Oh, it's like the German.
Yeah, U. It's some kind of like, it's some kind of foreign experience. But you rest it on your glass, and then you pour the wine into it, which then like aerates it or does some kind of chemical thingy. Then the wine goes in your glass, you remove the thing, and you drink your wine, and you don't get a hangover because it has now
Are we allowed to swear?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, cool, because we're familiar with that.
I was going to say, what the fuck? And then I did say,
what the fuck? Yeah, it's like $79 for like the little gadget that sits on your glass. But like then again, you don't want to just have one. You want to have a set, or you can buy a decanter that has it on top, so you do it for the whole bottle. The internet.
What is going on?
Go, internet. People. It's called Ullo or something.
Great.
That's how
well,
I envision
well,
two dots.
I can't wait
all
to
right,
try. Yes.
Yeah. All right. I think you guys still. Yeah. You ready to pour?
I have to drink a little more from
all
the
right,
first.
I'm going to go ahead and I'll pour this one. Try this one.
What do you have?
Right.
What's this? That's
I was a
little
distracted for a second because we do have Jen's dog Mochi behind it.
Oh, yeah.
And when you said the F word, she was still effing the doggy bed
in
the
gets
back
a little,
behind.
Listen, we're all drinking. It's all girls in here. She's feeling very free.
A little frisky.
A little frisky. Like mother, like daughter.
Hey.
Let her hump that bed if she wants to.
What is
you
this?
Do you,
look at
Mochi.
Her face. She's like, hi, baby.
Yeah, you do.
Oh,
you.
My God. There's music. What is that?
That is James Jimbo in the booth, who is going to chime in tonight, too, when we get into some of our, like, dating and fun questions.
Oh, my God. What
you?
Are you going to ask us? We're usually
right, well,
on the other side.
I want to first start. We're going to call this hooking up. I just want to talk about how you guys hooked up, how you got started. Because you started as two drunk girls, and that morphed into It's Complicated. So just kind of talk about how everything came to be for you guys.
How did it?
We met in hosting class. So we were taking a class that teaches you how to be a host. And clearly
that's a thing. It's a real
clearly
thing.
Clearly, they did a very good job. And we bonded in the bathroom, as girls do. We should have known.
All happens
because
in the
we had like a teacher that was there and sort of annoying. And one of the first like big hosts at AfterBuzz TV was the producer of the class, and AfterBuzz had just started. So he came up to us and was like, listen, you guys need to come to AfterBuzz. Like, I feel like you guys would be great there.
Like, we were recruited or something.
Yeah.
It was like very CIA.
So we met in the class, and then we came here, and then it just blossomed with you while we were watching Nashville, which was the longest season of show history, was it not?
It was a 22 episode season that went on for one whole year.
Because they kept having hiatuses and shit.
Yeah, and they did that for, like, I think the first couple years, they would always do that. They would take a break in there. So it did span it out to be such a long stretch of time.
So what did we do, girls, to get through watching the show?
We do what we do, what we drink. Hello.
We started drinking wine, and here we are.
And I remember, like, we would host the show, and we would start just talking about anything else. And, we would hear in the producers, like, in our ear, being like, talk about the show.
Yeah, or, like, just laughing and shaking their heads.
Talk about characters on the show, not about you guys.
So, like, oh, right. So the whole idea of, like, celebrating something, because we were like, of course we had fun together, but we were like, let's make this more fun with a glass of wine or two. And it did. It worked. So the whole idea of having a drink or two or a glass of wine or two to celebrate a situation and make it just that much more fun is how Two Drunk Girls came about. And then we just kept deciding to drink and do this work at the same time, which is maybe a good combo.
How did it turn into make the turn into It's Complicated, where you became talking about more dating and relationships?
Well, we were doing a show on YouTube about entertainment news while drinking booze, but we were sort of driven more toward the relationship stories in the entertainment world. And then so that coupled with our friends who, you know, you're on group chats with, there's always some girl that's going through something that you have to, like, chime in about, or it's like screenshots that they send you about a breakup or, like, advice galore.
About
dating and relationships. And not always advice that is taken. So instead, we were like, we're going to put our information to good use, and we're going to talk to all the women, not just our friends. We're going to tell everybody what we think.
Yeah. And so, it relates to everybody, too.
Yeah.
It just kind of felt like no matter who you are, you've been in this, you could be a divorced single dad, you could be a whatever, whoever you are, you're going to have a
relationship.
Something to talk about dating and relationships. And we just felt like, we even talked about, like, The Bachelor. They do an after show here for The Bachelor, and it's huge, and that show is huge. How are we in season 82 of The Bachelor, and it's still fucking so popular? Right. Because everyone wants to, like, watch someone find love, or everyone wants to talk about dating and relationships, so we're just like, it's probably a safe market to open up to.
Okay, unless we were, like, financial analysts, which is, like, the other thing that everybody wants and talks about, like, we're gonna go on the relationship side, because that's something we're passionate about, and, like, I think we...
Experts.
Right, we're experts at this point in our lives, and we've now taken that to make it a full-time show that we do, and we interview experts, and we talk to celebrities, and we talk to reality people, and we talk to anybody that will share their relationship status and history and advice with us, as long as, you know, they're open, we're going to have them on our show.
And this helps.
Oh, yeah.
Loosens everybody up.
Sure does.
Who have been some of your favorite guests that you've interviewed?
Michael Rosenbaum is probably our...
I watched the last one.
Honestly, we leave every interview, and I'm not just saying this because if you listen to us, know how candid we are. Like, we don't sugarcoat shit. But, like, we leave every interview, like, that was so fun. And, like, we really do enjoy every guest we've had. Michael Rosenbaum happens to be a favorite because he is so unique and, like, off the cuff and sort of, like, he kind of runs the... He'll, like, come in and run the show a little bit.
He reverse interviews us where it's like a bait and switch, and we're like, wait, whose show is this? And now he actually has his own podcast called Inside of You, where he goes inside of celebrities and, like, dives real deep into weird shit with them. And so he's coming back on our show again. I mean, he's been on our show probably, like, 4 times already.
Yeah. We also love Brian Howie, who does the Great Love Debate. If you guys don't know what that is, it's a national thing. It's like a live show where he puts men and women in a room, single men in a room. He gets a panel of hosts, experts and hosts up on a stage, and they just debate topics about dating and relationships. So he's this expert that tours around. He is fantastic and fun. He's going to be on our show Thursday. He's another favorite repeat guest as well.
Oh, yeah. He's got statistics. He's got, like, one-liners. He's got jabs. He gives us advice.
He's like a stubborn big brother, or we call him
our fairy podfather, because he's been, like, a mentor to us. He sends us guests. He's like, he doesn't ask. He's like, he's never been like, oh, do you guys want my help? But we'll get emails from there, like, you need to book this guest. We're like,
that's great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks, Podfather.
Yeah.
So he's our podcast godfather.
Yeah.
What are other things you've learned from people that you've interviewed? Like either tips or, like you said, like, yeah, marketing tips, relationship tips, anything that you've walked away like, huh, remembering.
You know what? God, I feel like every interview we're like, oh, that's good. But one that does stick out for me, it also because I think it's so cool, we had an energy muse woman on our show where she dealt with crystals and the power and energy with crystals. And she, what I really liked about her is that she was like, listen, you can't pick up a crystal and be like, my problem solved. Like, it's all about intention. And I think that's like a really cool thing to pay attention to. So she's like, a crystal is almost like a solid form reminder to touch of the intention, whilst they do have actual energy because they come from the earth and each one possesses a certain type of energy. It's all about putting your intention onto something. And she had like really, it was a really cool interview because she brought all these crystals and we were like touching them and she gave us crystals. It was awesome.
It was really awesome. And to add to that, like, you never know what you're going to get when you book a guest.
Never.
And like, okay, so for instance, like, we could have booked a guest that was an actual host and that person had nothing to say, which is odd because you wouldn't expect that from a host.
Exactly.
But this crystal muse person was charming and engaging and talkative and informative and kind of like gossiped with us about like what was going on in our lives. But like, it was
and
just,
gave us relationship advice because you could use this crystal for this or whatever.
Yeah. Like, and was realistic and was like, oh, no, when this happened to me, like, you know, I was in the same place and it was very relatable.
Totally.
But also very niche because it was crystals. Not everyone's into that kind of thing, but it was still very entertaining.
She made it relatable and she was like, talk, put whatever it is, put your intention out there and just remember it, whether you're touching a crystal or you're saying a mantra or you're whatever you're doing. So I thought that was great advice and that always kind of stuck out for me because like you said, it was so niche, but it like kind of works for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. I loved when we had Ariana Maddox from Vanderpump Rules because she gave us some information that I don't think she was supposed to.
Totally.
She like revealed like the inner workings of producing their show.
Totally.
And like what really went down when Jax was like supposed to like he took the computer but he was like
I think it was the whole episode. Yeah, he took a computer about when that whole thing happened when someone was having sex with somebody allegedly in Vegas or
right,
something.
No, it was in Miami.
Yeah. Oh, Miami.
Tom Sandoval was supposedly hooking up with some girl in Miami, but like actually never did. And this girl created this whole story with Jax just to get back the computer. And it was like a whole created saga that it was like explained in 5 seconds. She's like, none of that actually happened.
And then she was like, also, when you saw the tape, the show air, like, we left because we were like, we don't want to be involved in this drama. Like, this could be bad, like, a legal problem or something or whatever she said. And then they left, but they made it look like something else.
And like, that they were mad and stormed off because they, like, were
threatened by this woman or something.
Because this girl shows up and they're like, no, we just don't want to be involved in this.
And to everyone else who watches the show, that's what they saw. But she was like, that wasn't it. It was almost like, oh my God, is Bravo going to get mad at you?
I was like, I'm sorry, someone must be like suing someone right now.
But that was cool though. She did give us insider knowledge. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff. So you guys just had big news this week. So you just got picked up on another network.
Talked about that. Yes.
So speaking of Brian Howie, so he created The Great Love Debate. And from that, then he created his podcast, which sometimes he uses The Great Love Debate to air live as a podcast as well, in addition to his sit-down podcast in a studio similar to this, where he interviews people about dating and relationships, bachelor and bachelorette contestants, experts, authors, the same idea, but he has a very different approach to it than we do. So he's trying to find out like statistics and get down to the data of why people are still single and how do we change that and what do they have to do and why are the cities different and why are humans just so crazy.
Yeah.
But so our approach is obviously our approach, but he started a network, a podcast network that is all relationship dating kinds of shows, except for I think a couple are a little bit Hollywood based.
Pat O'Brien is a little more Hollywood
based. And Tatum O'Neill's is more about her.
Right. But they're also like a bigger name. So he's just like, you want to talk? Go ahead and talk.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are people that he's worked with either on his show or interviewed, and it's a very close, tight-knit network that he's formed, and he created this network now, this actual network, to host all of these shows. Mm-hmm. So there's only 8 of them. We're one of the 8.
And it's called Great Love Media. And you can listen to all of the podcasts or us wherever you listen to your podcasts. But also, like, greatlovemedia.com, I believe, has.
Yeah.
And the greatlovedebate.com has, like, links and things like that. So
yeah. So a press release just went out. And so we're just proud to be among that group.
Oh, my God. Yeah. And especially with Brian, because he's so helpful. And
our fairy podfather.
Like, it's like being here at AfterBuzz, where Maria and Kevin, who run the network, are so helpful to everybody. He's like the same guy, you know, and it's nice to be around those kind of people.
And how great does that feel for you guys, just knowing that, like, you know, because it's not always easy to keep the show going, keep the guests going, but it's like you just stick to it, you know, things happen.
I agree.
And then people believe in you, and they want you to succeed, or they want, like, I mean, in this case with Maria and Kevin, we do our show from AfterBuzz. Our video component is all through AfterBuzz. Our audio is now through the Great Love Media Network. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's also cool that, like, we can work from two networks. And there's enough to go around. So
everyone wants to help.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all about that, you know.
We're just happy that people allow us to drink and work at the same time.
Yeah.
Hello. Hello. Thanks for supporting our habits, guys.
Well, I drank my wine. Which one should I try, JJ?
Okay, well, let's talk how about your show has changed now since when you started, two of you were single.
Oh, shit.
Now Lauren is in a relationship. What has changed with the show?
I feel like We were both single and dating, but it's almost like when I met Jen, she was in a relationship. So us, organically, our dynamic has gone through, like, being with someone and breaking up. And, like, I went through a little breakup and then a thing, too, before the guy that I'm with now. So I think naturally we know how to handle it or how we are in those situations. We've sort of been through it all together, like, in real life. And we're pretty real on our show. So all it does is just give us more material, I think.
Yeah. And I think it gives us not opposing, but different perspectives, because if we were to agree about everything or have the same stories, and let's just say, you know, going back a year, still going out all the time and being two single girls having the same LA experience, I don't know that that's something everybody can relate to. That might be what single people can relate to, but now it actually broadens our audience because, you know, Lauren's in a relationship, so that's great because it's inspiring, because we've also heard her whole, like, trajectory to get here.
And literally met him.
The word?
Trajectory?
Sure, yeah. That one.
I don't know. But I was single on the show, met him, and, like, it unfolded on the show as well. So it was sort of... Right. And the great thing about it is regardless if you're single or not, like, we've all been in relationships. Jen gives great advice. Like, half the time she's like... It's not like I'm like, well, I'm in the relationship, so now I'm going to tell you what to do. Half the time I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? And she's like, well, you should probably, even in the dates that she goes on and those last, you know, sometimes one date or a couple weeks or whatever, you're still going through some things that are indicative of what may happen long term anyway. So it's all sort of
And it helps, relative. Too, because she's like, when Lauren's like, oh, when I was single, I did the same thing. Or I went out with a younger guy, too, at some point.
That did happen.
That's entertaining. While I was looking for the real guy. And it's like, cool. Okay, so we all do that.
Right.
And I can go out with that 27-year-old.
Totally and also...
Or 23-year-old. Whatever. Who cares? It's a fan.
Exactly. The things that you then... I think what I can offer to the situation, because it could be like, well, I'm in a relationship. What the fuck else am I going to talk about? You know? And everyone goes through their ups and downs, but it's also kind of like, well, when I talking about the moments where I started to realize that this wasn't going to just be some guy I dated, it was going to be something else. So that sometimes helps to offer people like, well, this is what I saw or what I was open to. And while that might look different for everyone else, this is how it was feeling for me. So maybe pay attention to that feeling or, you know, who knows.
And also why it's called It's Complicated is because it's not just for someone that is single to watch. It's for somebody that's single or somebody that's in a relationship or starting a relationship, because every step of the way is complicated. Mm-hmm. It's like, so you start dating someone. Well, now when is the title coming? Well, when am I going to meet their parents or their child?
Because it's always something.
Her boyfriend has a child. And so when am I going to meet the child? Okay, when am I going to travel with them? When am I going to get proposed? I'm not saying this is your line of questioning, but I'm just saying, for anybody that is going through the steps of a relationship, there are phases, there are steps, they're all complicated.
Yes,
sure,
they are
lovely, wonderful, enjoyable, fun, a myriad of emotions.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, it's not stagnant. And if it is, then that's also a problem. So that's complicated. Yeah. You should
that's
seek
complicated
help.
As well.
You should seek help or just keep watching our show for more.
This is good.
Pour some more wine because now we're going to get into a little nitty gritty.
I'm on my first glass
Jen,
of wine.
Drink that fast.
Yes, master.
And pour a little of this so you can try it. I'm going to try the red in a second.
You don't even drink red. Actually, you do drink red because we went to a wine event. I went on a date and we were in a group date and I drank all the red wine and spilled it everywhere.
Oh my God. Yeah. I was like, what is she talking about? Yes, she did spill
wine
it
night.
All over.
Party foul.
Wine night 2017.
There you go, Jimbo. Okay. Now we're going to get into, since you guys are the experts, for our viewers, we're going to have you give some dating tips.
Oh God.
Yes. There you go, people. Yes. Listen up. Jimbo, you on this. All right.
Jen has been waiting for this all her life.
Okay. Since you brought up the kids, first one, tips for dating people with kids.
Oh, okay, this is my tip. You have to know that this person has someone else that is basically them, and that person comes first. And I don't mean to say that you should excuse being ignored with that, because it's not. You just need to know that, have some level of understanding that this is like an appendage of that person. And when you get into the relationship and you really start to develop some real feelings for that person, you will know, if it's real, that it is not a separate thing. The love you have for that person you're with is the same thing, not separate, than the love of the child. It's not a compartmentalized thing. You're not sometimes there. You don't sometimes show up. You don't sometimes help. You're just are or you aren't. And it should feel very much like one thing. The process getting to that is longer, and you have to be patient with the parent when they are ready to open that door for you. So be patient, and then pay attention to how you feel when you're let in. If it feels all like one thing to you, then I think that makes sense. And also don't be disappointed by hard times. Kids are sometimes happy. Sometimes they're sad. Sometimes they're mad. Sometimes that's life. So just be real about it.
All right. Training wheels. Date someone with an animal.
Great advice.
Thank you. I have one and she feels like a child, which is what I was thinking about while you were saying that. I'm like, if somebody dated me now and I've only had her for 6 months, but she comes first.
Should I get her?
Oh, yeah. Why not bring her to this table?
I do.
That is rude. Right when I said that, she jumped away.
She's coming back. You know what? She is very much like her mother, where she wants what she wants when she wants it, and if she doesn't want it, she goes away.
I do have to agree with you on the dog thing, though, because that is a little, if a guy doesn't like my dogs, or he's out.
Which is a weird thing anyway. But also, if he has an animal, there she is.
Yeah.
If he has an animal, then you know he's capable of taking care of something.
Yes. Look at that face.
I mean,
emoji, emoji, emoji.
Nothing.
All right.
Nothing in the world can come between me and my dog. So just know it. And the weight of my heart is if you say you'll walk her.
There you go. All right. Next question. Favorite dating apps and why?
Oh, Jen. Okay. Jen.
We'll keep all these kind of quick because we have a bunch to get through.
Okay,
kind of rapid fire.
Sorry.
Pour my wine while I talk.
Okay, go.
No, the time just goes so fast.
You answer the question.
Okay.
This question.
Buzzers on. Okay, so right now I'm into the league because I want a working employed human, and I like to see the words manager, director, or CEO. If it says co-founder or entrepreneur, just go kill yourself because you're not a real thing. So
you like the league.
So I like the league, but honestly, have a real job. The other thing is I like Hinge because I feel like people actually put like effort into their profiles because it prompts you to do a certain amount of photos. You have to answer certain questions. So it's like you don't have to come up with this witty, stupid profile about how your grandparents met on Tinder because they didn't. And we get it, sarcastic motherfucker. But this says, tell us certain things, and you answer truthfully because you mean to be on there and you want to find love.
Hinge. And the league.
All right, there you go, guys. All right, what are the most common dating errors people are making?
I think one of the most common dating errors, and everybody does it, but I know for women, I will say it's like pretending that you're not into somebody when you are. I fucking hate that. Like, you texted me, now I have to wait 3 hours to respond. Like, don't be afraid of, you don't look desperate, just be real. Just if you want to talk to them, talk to them. Do you know how much effort you're putting into not being you? Then you're like not letting them see you. Just do it. That's my advice.
Like,
again,
I agree.
Getting the claps. That's so great.
Deal breakers.
Ugh.
Not drinking. Sorry.
Not drinking.
I know that sounds like made up for this situation, no, but it is for me.
I'll tell you for a couple of reasons why. One, it means you had a problem and you had to stop. So you could have a problem again and no one wants to deal with you. The other is I'm going to drink and you're going to look at me funny or I'm going to feel bad about you paying for it. And that's also awkward.
Yeah.
And then next is just you're boring.
And that's not fun. And also uber religious freaks me out.
That too.
I'm not saying don't have faith. But
more
like,
deal breakers, though, while we're at it. And I think everyone needs to know.
Yes, I am. I am. Yes, I am.
She's talking about Uber drivers with the two dots about, over the U.
I'm talking about an Uber driver who is a Hasidic Jew.
That guy.
That him.
Just no. I think they drink wine.
They would
it's part
not,
of Shabbat.
And they also wouldn't be allowed to drive on Fridays.
No,
so
exactly.
Weird.
Right. And I think that's a rule I should start living by. But anyhow, I don't drive on Fridays anyway. That's weekend. So the other deal breaker is when you're on a date with somebody you met on a dating app, do not mention dating apps. Don't say, how are the dating apps treating you? Because what the fuck is wrong with you? Just, we're all on it. What do you really want to know? Well, they're treating me terribly because I meet idiots like you.
I'm exactly because I'm here
this
with
conversation.
You.
Yes.
Are you seriously? No, do you have a job? How do you get through your day?
This is obviously not the league.
All right. Your go-to moves or do you like toys? Good toys.
Sex
this
toys?
Is like, yeah. Oh. We're in the relationship now.
Oh, my God. Okay, wait. Hold on. Go-to moves? Like, sex moves?
Yep.
Oh, you know what I do? Oh, my God.
Do tell.
You just do it one time or another to unbuckle or unbutton the pants with your mouth.
All right.
Also, sex toys. I mean, I guess just like any little vibrator, it doesn't really matter what it is. It doesn't need to be like a big old thing. That could help depending on how you're stimulated.
The one that goes around them that vibrates.
Wait, what?
What?
What is that?
It has a name, I'm sure, but I probably
can't say
it. Oh,
yeah? I'm going to have to look that up.
I would assume Amazon has it. It's around
him. Oh, my God.
Vibrates.
It's like a ring?
Yeah. That.
There you go, guys. Everybody's going on Amazon right now.
You're welcome.
Yes. Thank
James,
you.
Are you looking that up right now? No. For your wifey?
Oh.
All right. Go-to outfit for first dates.
All black everything.
No.
I like black. Okay,
you're
yeah.
in a relationship.
You would beg to differ because Brian Howie says, like, pick a color that makes you stand out.
Here's the thing. Red and pink make guys think of sex because you're, like, usually, like, if
there's...
Because
it's like a vagina?
No. Because... It is like, it's also like a feng shui thing, guys. Get it together. Red and pink, because it, A, they're girly, and B, when you're flush, that's like a sign of sex, so it's like the same color, and it's you're
and
just,
it's reflecting on you.
I can't wear it now, because yeah. I'm going to be thinking I look like a vagina the
you're
whole
be
day
like,
now.
I have Lauren
like
in the content.
A menorah.
Okay.
I like black. I'm sorry. I like what I like.
Like your soul.
Mm-hmm. All right. Drinking rules on dates. Is there a number? Is there a limit on the first
Jen,
date?
Yes. I think, okay, two should be your max.
I agree.
For a variety of reasons. One, you don't want to make decisions you don't want to make, and then you're going to regret, and then you're going to feel like a slut, and then you're going to slut-shame yourself, and then you're going to ask all your friends about
it,
and it's
going
to be a whole thing.
But I think your judgment is off. Like you,
I was going there next.
You tend to, just be, and it, listen, who cares if you have a couple drinks and have sex? Who cares? Like,
well,
whatever.
You might care, and then you made the wrong choice because you didn't make the right choice at all, and then you're...
But it's more of the fact that you were maybe ignoring, it's not, I don't, yes, you're right. It's not, it's
don't
less,
blame the wine. The wine, it's not that it's fault.
It's not, it's, your fault. It's less about the sex, like... Let that go, and more about maybe knowing that you didn't pay attention to things that you would normally pay attention to.
There you go.
Also, you don't want to wake up the next morning and be like, did I like him? Don't I like him? I can't remember. I think we had a great time. I don't know. Wine.
Yeah.
Mm. Tips for the first sleepover. Makeup off or keep it on. What do you sleep in?
Off. Just take it off. Who fucking cares?
Just take it off. You know what I say at this point? Well, we're in our 30s, and that's a lot of like the content for our show. It's like... Be who you're going to be. If you're going to be the kind of person that wears sweatpants with drawstrings and you take your makeup off every night and you put on your glasses, be that person from day one. Because otherwise you set too high expectations.
You can still do other things to make yourself... There she goes. She got there. We go.
And Jen's on the board. Jen's on the board.
I think you can still make yourself... Like if it's like I want to feel feminine or pretty, there's other ways you can do that without makeup. So just, you know...
Also, you did that for the first 3 hours.
Yeah, exactly.
You're off duty now.
Be done.
All right. You gave sex. You're fine.
Okay, we're going to... Last one on this one. Research, a.k.a. social media stalk, before the first date or no?
Oh, me. Okay.
I'm like, I don't know what to say.
Listen, I'm going to say yes and no.
I agree, like, to an extent.
Okay, to an extent. Here's the thing. You know, you're on a dating app. Let's just say that's how you met, okay? You do a little bit of research because either it's connected to the profile.
And or they say, follow me on Instagram or whatever.
Like, a guy wrote me today and he was like, I followed you and I just am so confused why you're single and all of these things. And I was like, well, I'm just happy he admitted he followed me and that he stalked me. That's kind of cute.
But it's also really easy to do it. Yeah, so calling it stalking is not inaccurate, but it's not also not accurate. It's like you literally just have to touch your finger, or sometimes shit just scrolls through your feed and you're like, it's right here. Like, right. You don't even have to really look. So I think educating yourself and feeling comfortable to whatever level you need to know, like, which was why a lot of people used to like Hinge because it was like a friend connection thing or whatever, then fine. But don't go down crazy rabbit holes where you're already making judgment calls before you meet somebody. That's dangerous.
Unless you realize that person thinks they're an Instagram model and you're like, I don't want to date a male Instagram model. Or if you're on the male side and you do want to date a female Instagram model, a different thing.
Okay,
but you know that now. Mm-hmm. If, like, for me, I'm not going to date a guy that's like so into Instagram. If he is, I'm going to be like, I'm sorry, something has to change. You need a real job, a hobby, a sport, a friend, a dog, a thing that's not
a thing
your phone.
That goes around your penis that vibrates.
Yeah. Let's start there or end there, because that would be better than everything else you did. So I think sometimes Instagram shows a little bit of the things that are important, because if that's something they care about and you're like,
look, but have a boundary.
Yeah. Don't make assumptions as to, like, their relationship history. Well, unless they're still dating someone, or maybe they recently broke up with someone.
Well, come on. If you saw that, you would know. I mean, you would end there.
You know what? I say fucking stalk.
Okay, fine.
Go down that path.
Okay. There we go. Okay. All right.
Oh,
there
hey.
Are.
I don't know if that sounds negative or positive, but I like it.
Do it.
I think it's a little negative.
No, I think it's become an inspector and do it.
But it's not really that hard.
CS Instagram.
Yeah.
CSI is the new thing. Crime scene right. Instagram.
That was good.
I'm going to make a reality show tips. About that. Remember that.
Okay. Okay. All right. Those were amazing tips. Let's go real quick. Each week here, we do Tom Girl of the Week. So let me go ahead and do the Tom Girl of the Week for this week. And I hope I don't kill her name. It's Anja Van Hurl. I'm sure I killed that. But anyway, we're going to have some pictures up here of her her artwork. She's a Los Angeles-based artist. She specializes in large-scale paintings that combine a European sense of high fashion with an American sense of wonder. So she just mixes classic and contemporary ideas of fashion. She's born in Belgium. We'll get a picture here, maybe. But,
maybe not.
I was just in Laguna this past weekend, and so there was a gallery that had some of her work I'd seen before, and I saw it once in the ArcLight here, too. And
I just love it. It's like, gorgeous.
It's just funky and cool.
Is that in the
Mondrian? This is
Mondrian?
My little Tom Girl one I love.
Is that in the Mondrian?
I don't know. They may have a piece of hers up there.
Looks very familiar.
It's beautiful.
Is this a very famous person?
Yeah. And I didn't realize how much her work goes for until I went to the gallery, and they're like, the one you pulled out was like $10,000.
I believe... In a hotel in Miami, her artwork is everywhere. It's like the whole hotel is painted by her.
So amazing. She kind of like paints strong women. Is that?
Yeah, like this was the very first one I saw, and that kind of like this is when I was doing the Tom Girl thing. I'm like, this is a Tom Girl. Like she's got the racer hat, but she's like makeup and pretty and like, you know, got the girl side.
Oh, yeah.
And then I started to see the other ones now. She's big into the sunglasses and stuff. And some of the prints, those sunglasses will be like that one is actually how do you say it? Sparsky. Crystals.
Oh, Swarovski.
Swarovski. Yeah. Cool. So, yeah. So the extent of these can get pretty pricey, but she also does just sell prints as well. Then she'll just like do a brush stroke up on sign. So fun little, and on her site, you can see a lot of, and on her Instagram as well, people have them in their, you know, post them in their houses and it just looks really funky.
I want that.
Oh my God, I love it.
They're pretty freaking sweet.
Into it.
Yeah. All right. So back to you guys. Now... we're going to do a little speed dating game with you.
Oh, God.
So these are just quick questions, like off the top of your head. Yeah. All right.
Sorry. Go.
And you'll each answer.
Okay.
Best song to get you in the mood?
Anything Marvin Gaye.
Are you joking right now?
No.
You have one song.
Genuine Pony.
Yeah, I don't know. Hello?
Sorry, you're right.
Also, that's delicious.
I'm sorry. How did I thank you for answering my question for me. You have to answer now.
You're welcome. Songs to get me in the mood?
Mm-hmm. Like your go-to
Justin
song.
Bieber. No. Despacito. Done. Okay. That's her thing.
Yes. Despacito with a side and mostly of like Frank Sinatra jazz kinds of music.
Oh,
you
jazz.
You have to listen. I'm old-timey. You have to wine and dine me like a lady.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
City boys, country boys, or Jewish boys?
Oh, boy. I like a city boy accent, but a country boy who knows how to get down and dirty and, like, build me something. So it's a mashup.
I'm going to go city boy that has handyman skills.
That's Jewish.
No, that is not. I'm sorry. What they say about Jewish men is they know how to call someone to do the thing.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right. Candles, no candles.
Candles.
A million candles.
Okay. Best pickup line either used on you or by you.
Oh, fuck. I don't.
Was that the line?
Yes. Oh, fuck. That, yes. Done. Hashtag.
Mine is crickets. Oh, my nothing. God. There's nothing up
I
there.
I will think of something.
Okay. We can come
Give
back to
Give me a second.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, I have a good one.
Yeah, good. Okay, go.
A comedian actually sent it to me on Instagram, and it was a lunchbox, and it was a photo of a lunchbox. It was right when Instagram store, like, you could send a direct photo to somebody, and he said, I would love to take you to lunch sometime, and it was, like, a cute little lunchbox from, like, preschool.
That's cute.
That's a good really one. Cute. That's good.
And I was like, how could I say no
yeah,
to that?
Yeah, you can't. That's very cute.
You can't. No. Good one. Okay. Back door or no back door?
Listen. If the other person really wants to do the back door and you're like, I trust you and I'm going to do this for you, then I think it's fine. But just know that you're opening a door when you open the back door and they're going to ask for it all the time and you're going to have to maybe be ready for that.
I would say, sure, it's fine if you're prepared for me to make all kinds of faces, weird sounds, and hate you.
Yeah.
All right. Good.
Yeah.
Something people
but
would
But I'm
be...
down because I love you.
Something people would be surprised to know about you.
I have a blankie.
Ooh. Why are you want to so see it? Say that.
Do you want to see it?
Oh, because yeah. It's here with you because you're going
Hold
to your
on,
boyfriend's
I'm taking
house.
My headphones off and you
We're
talk
see
and I'm going to get it.
Hold on. Right. I was not fully prepared for a quick answer like that. I'm sorry. What would people not know about me?
Yeah, something...
Here it is.
That I'm okay. I don't know that I can top that.
Oh, and that's awesome that you had it here. I
no,
love
I don't.
It.
I don't. It's old and weird. I don't know where it's been.
I just washed it, Jen. I just. Washed
I don't know where
it.
You
How
put
long
that.
Have you
normally.
Had that?
I look like a Jewish grandmother.
Since what? I was born, my great grandma knitted it for me. Jen is wearing my blankie. Keep it on. Oh my God.
I'm going
and
to do.
What was your boyfriend's response the first time he saw the blankie?
I hid it for a little bit because I was like. I'm going to be judged, but I don't, it's not, I can't, it's not like I can't sleep without it and I need it. I just really like it. I tuck it under my face when I sleep and I like, if I don't have it with me, I'll just pick up another blankie and do it. So, but I like it because it's like, you know, it has sentimental value. And so now it's just a funny thing. But no, he was like, that's cute or whatever. I don't know. He didn't care.
You want to come back to yours?
I don't think anything can top this.
I have to agree with you
I'm
on that
wearing...
one.
An old person blankie.
No, Jen, that's rude. It's not old person.
All right, you're guilty.
Was it not a grandmother?
I'm taking
a grandmother. Was she a young grandmother?
She made it.
When she grandmother
made it. Yeah. Your guilty pleasure.
And also, I'm going to make it fashionable.
Guilty pleasure. For sure, reality TV, like bad, bad, bad reality TV, all the Housewives, and, psychic TV shows and things like that, like Tyler Henry or whatever his name is.
You're done here. Hallmark.
Oh, yes, and that too.
And I will tell you, listen, you can tell me a title for any Hallmark movie, because by the way, they have movies that release every Saturday, and I stay home and watch them. It's not a thing. Or true. I record them, because I'm like, it's I'm not going to be home, and I must see every movie. And I have seen every movie.
God,
and if I haven't, you could tell me a title, and I could tell you what that movie is about. So one day I will write a Hallmark movie. Get out of my wine.
Drink that really quick,
God.
And so I'll pour you that.
Fine. But also... watch them.
Yeah, no,
there
Hallmark.
Are summer nights movies. Fall harvest is coming.
Wait till
up.
Christmas. You just wait.
Oh, boy.
And there was Christmas in July. I don't think your life has been acceptable until you've watched these movies.
Nope.
All right. So now, as we said earlier, the 85 episodes or seasons of The Bachelor, of all those seasons, you could pick one Bachelor. Who would it be?
Oh, my God.
Your final rose.
Jen, help.
No
Who's
help.
The one that I think is fine? Hot.
Ben?
No.
Ben was cute, but he's like...
No, he's too Christian.
Where's
the Jewish bachelor? Oh, he doesn't exist. His mom already married him off.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know what? I honestly...
The one tall Jewish guy.
I honestly don't know.
I don't think we have any.
I liked Ben, the wine guy. He was cute.
Yeah. No, stop it. No. He looks like a mop.
There's never been a...
He looks like Josh Groban and a mop made a baby.
Okay. I want a black bachelor, and then it will be him.
Okay, well, maybe DeMario is your option.
No.
Just kidding, guys.
Lot
you? You have to have one. Sean Lowe.
I don't like blondes. Unless I do, and then it's a mistake.
Who's yours, JJ?
That's a good question.
It's a challenge.
It is.
It was.
I feel like I knew it before, and now I can't think of
it. Any of the people that I liked more than I liked the winners. Yeah, fine. Who was a contestant
then? Yeah, it could be contestant. It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
Damn. Oh, you know, I like Jordan Rodgers. Even though, yeah. He could be a fraud, and that could be a paid-for experience.
But he has really good hair, and he's super cute.
He's so, and his personality was my jam, so.
Yeah. I did like this last Peter.
Mm. Oh, Peter, I liked Peter also. And he's so not going to be picked to be the Bachelor because they know he's not ready for a relationship.
Right. And yeah, but I mean, I can't fault him. I don't want to propose after 2 weeks.
We talked about it. He was completely and totally spot on with that. Yeah. That should have been her sign to be like, you're the one.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're a real person.
I agree with you completely on that.
But what we said on our show was the ego came into play, and she's like, I can't leave my own season of The Bachelorette and not be engaged. Totally. I'm going to pick the guy who wants to propose.
She had her eye on the prize and not the process,
which is the problem. I agree.
However, that ring was a great prize.
Very pretty.
I'm into the... That ring was best ring Elaine has provided.
I guarantee you, if she had waited, stayed with Peter, dated... they would have done the whole wedding thing for him. She would have got whatever ring she wanted, whatever.
If it worked out, I don't know that that would have worked.
They would have had their own spinoff show or something.
Yeah.
I don't. The gap tooth married people. Like, I don't
know. My God, Jen.
No, they said they bonded over that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was a thing they said. Oh, look at us. We both have. By the way, I was a child with a diaspora. It grew together.
I had that. I was missing both of these teeth, so I had 3 gaps in my front. Not just one, but 3.
Well, and look how great you can
turn
out.
And look at how beautiful turned out. Well, you all are very beautiful, so who fucking cares?
Your personality is real, and that's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Also, I'm still wearing this blanket.
And she has a blanket on everyone.
I'm going to take it off now.
Question. Oh, here we go.
So what is something in everyday situations, not out at the bar looking for guys, that you like to be complimented on?
I would say something physical, but not something overtly like sexual, like your eyes or your hair or something, or even it could sometimes even be like, I like your shoes or something, like something that lets you know someone's paying attention to detail.
For me, it would actually be if they complimented my work ethic and said that like there was something about like my driven personality.
So when you're in bed there, you really like, oh, you're really good at filing things.
No, he said if you're like being hit on and not in a bar. They're going to hit on me in bed. They've already hit on me, and I've already accepted their hit-on-ness. I've accepted that path to the bed. And so, no. If I meet them in a work environment or a meeting or, like, just passersby, that's nice. I'm like, don't do that.
Because you're
like,
already
a
pretty girl, so it's nice to to have someone recognize something underneath it.
Or if I sneeze out loud and somebody's like, that's a funny sneeze. Or if I giggle or snort, and they're like, that's a cute sound you just made, little piggy.
She likes feeling cute, yes.
Yes, that is true. I do like feeling cute. But also, if you say something that is very specific to me, so if you're, again, in the dating world, and this is like a pickup line or something you say on an app or whatever it is, or a dating tip, tailor it to the human. Make them feel like they're the only person in the world. Like back in the old-timey times when you would fall in love with Rebecca Smith, who lived down the street, and you loved her bangs, you went after her and you pinned her and you courted her and she was prom queen or whatever. You went after that girl and you waited for sex forever for her.
I'm like, where is she going with this?
She didn't have bangs anymore.
Right.
Those bangs grow out.
The point is
then you knew.
You loved the thing about that particular girl. Now there's so many freaking girls because you've
Options were a little less.
Right. Sure. Yeah. But just pretend that you have less options and that girl is like the shining star of your life and you cannot go on without her.
Fake it. Just pretend.
Fake it till you make it. If you fucking love her snort, tell her. And if you don't love her snort, don't tell her you love her snort because she's going to keep snorting and that's a mistake.
Like, JJ?
Yes. Yeah. Me?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
I will have to agree with you that somebody did compliment my work ethic once, really? And it like almost brought me to I was
it
a little
is a
shocked
nice thing.
By it.
You're
like,
right,
like,
it is nice.
And that's something you can't say at a Starbucks. You can't be like, "Oh, I really like your work ethic. Here's your latte." You know, but okay. Yeah. Here's another question.
Well, dating with people I like your taste in coffee. I don't know.
Dating people you work with, yes or no?
Yes.
I have done it. Yeah.
I say yes for a variety of reasons, again, because I have so many things to say all the time. But one, you have the same Stockholm syndrome. And the other thing is you...
Assuming your boss is a psychopath.
Well, usually they are, or they are in some degree. But the other thing is you have a lot in common already because you spend most of your life at work. If you think about 40 hours a week is a lot of your time, 9 to 6 or 9 to 5, whatever the hell you're doing with your life, if it's not a slashy job, you're there all the time.
But also, and you're right, technically speaking, but also, like, I don't think that you should cut off a connection you're feeling just because of the situation you're in. That is me. That's why I say all bets are off. If you feel something, I mean, within reason, like if you're married and then, you know,
right,
whatever.
Then don't cheat.
But within reason and you're open and wanting a relationship or looking for something, don't cut off it just because you're like, we're at work. I shouldn't be doing this. Who fucking cares?
No,
how you meet people.
You go to HR, you tell them about yourselves. You might have to pay $1 because that's like their weird, odd
policy. Or just
don't.
Keep it under wraps. And then when you get married, nobody's going to be mad.
And then you don't have to invite anybody from work either.
Yeah, exactly.
Or you should, because then you get
so,
more presents.
So yes, James. Yes.
Although I would say don't do it if you're like on the fence about somebody. I would only take that step
for
if you're like think this is definitely a potential of a long lasting relationship, because otherwise it's not worth it. Just
or
like,
if you're a very mature human being that can go right back to normal and it's not going to ever be an issue.
Know yourself.
Know thyself.
And know them, because they might not be.
Because that ego might be bruised when you're like, oh, little peen.
Oh my God. All right, last question, and I know we're almost out of time. So I know you do a lot of wine tasting adventures, things like that. What are some of your best favorite travel, like either wine tasting spots, weekend spots?
God. Jen,
well, I'll start.
Jen's very good at this.
I'm Yelp, so call me if you need something.
Literally do not go on my phone or computer if I need a restaurant. I text her. I am not even fucking kidding.
She's like, I need
you
to be going to a place tonight that has the following criteria. Where do
and
I go?
Then,
I'm like, I send a list.
3 seconds, it's like, boom, boom, boom. So I'm going to let her take this one.
Okay, well, so you said something about travel, did you? If you're in the California region, you should venture up. We're in LA, so you should
travel. But
what's
that app you like, though?
Well, you just threw me off my whole rant.
Oh, sorry. What? You said you should travel if you're in California, too, and you're going to say the wine places you went with your mom, because I can read your brain.
Well, then, Jen, what did I want to say?
That. But I don't remember what they are. No.
I went to Allegretto Vineyard and Resort, or something about that. Maybe the words are in a different... Dyslexic. Doesn't matter.
With her mom.
Allegretto. Look up Allegretto in Paso Robles.
It's hard to say. Yeah.
It's Robles. Doesn't matter. You know what I'm saying. It's amazing. It is like going to Italy without the scary things that are happening in Europe right now. You just drive.
And it's close, sir.
It's wonderful. If you want a deal, you go on like a Sunday to a Thursday. Travel Zoo. Look at it. It has so many things. And it also comes with like wine discounts. You can go to all these different places
for
like
Travel
Zoo
is the app she likes that helps you find.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God. And like, yes, it might give you parameters where like you have to travel through here, through there, through October. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Go.
Yeah.
Because you get the great deals.
My advice to that is just like take the bull by the horns. If the opportunity is coming your way, you're feeling like doing it. It feels like a hassle to like spend money and take time off or whatever. But at the end of the day, it's actually not that hard. If you have kids, if you don't have kids, there's always an excuse, and that's everything. And excuses are real, but just make it happen.
Also,
go.
Going back to the wine question you asked, going also back to Paso Robles, what the hell? It doesn't matter.
It's hard.
Screw Napa, very expensive.
Yeah.
Go to Paso, because they are a much more understated Napa. Great food.
Yes.
Great wine.
True.
Very customer service friendly. It's just wonderful. And they have like Uber wine, which is a thing there. We don't have it anywhere else, but it's a selection you can pick. And they will stay with you the whole day for a certain amount of dollars per hour. It's like $35 an hour. And you have your own Uber driver.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So like if you buy wine, you put it back in the car. You have the same guy the whole time. And everything in Paso is pretty spread out. And if that's the case with wine tasting anywhere.
Yeah.
They're not next to each other because they're vineyards. They're
even in Napa,
many,
it's like
many
that too,
acre vineyards. So it takes a while to get places. They're also in the mountains. So it's also hard to receive cell phone service there. Yeah. And so you need just Uber Wine and you need to go to Paso.
Oh my God.
And you
this
need
is
to
great.
Stay at Allegretto and tell them Jennifer Golden sent you.
There we go.
I don't know that it's going to help me in any way, but it might.
It might.
Let's all take a trip.
Yay.
All right, guys, you are fantastic. I could talk for hours and get more. There's so much more we could do. So tell everybody again where they can follow you at, where they can see your show, all the goods.
Yeah, you can follow me at Lauren Leonelli on all of the socials.
And you can follow me at Jennifer Golden on all of the socials. And you can follow us at a variety of places.
Yes, at Complicated Show on all of the socials.
And
Two Drunk Girls on all of the socials.
Yeah.
All right, that's it, guys. We'll see you here next week where we have former pro football player Ralph Brown.
What?
See you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Okay, so
the views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.